From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump defends Flynn and complains about Clinton.
Well, I feel badly for General Flynn. I feel very badly. He's led a very strong life, and I feel very badly, John. I will say this. Hillary Clinton lied many times to the FBI. Nothing happened to her. Flynn lied, and they destroyed his life. I think it's a shame.
President Donald Trump expressing sympathy for his former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, saying Flynn had been treated unfairly by investigators looking into Russia's influence on the 2016 presidential election. Flynn pleaded guilty Friday to lying to the Federal Bureau of Investigation last January about his contacts with Russia's ambassador to the United States. The conversation came weeks before Trump's inauguration.
Hillary Clinton, on the 4th of July weekend, went to the FBI, not under oath. It was the most incredible thing anyone's ever seen. She lied many times. Nothing happened to her. Flynn lied, and it's like they ruined his life. It's very unfair.
However, former FBI Director James Comey testified in July that Clinton did not lie to FBI agents investigating her use of a private email server as Secretary of State. The sound of men frantically trying to remove the body of Yemen's former president Ali Abdullah Saleh from wreckage and placed on a pickup truck. Saleh has been killed, his party confirmed Monday, as a video showing what appeared to be his corpse circulated on social media. The 75-year-old Saleh ruled Yemen for more than three decades before he was ousted under popular and political pressure in 2012, but continued to wield power behind the scenes, forming an alliance with the Iran-backed Houthis. This is VOA News. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham says he will ask the U.S. military to no longer send military dependents to South Korea in light of potential threats from North Korea. Graham's comments followed those by National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster, who says the chances of war with North Korea are increasing every day. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis urged Pakistan on Monday to redouble its efforts to confront militants and terrorists operating within the country, emphasizing the vital role Islamabad can play to work with Washington to facilitate a peace process in Afghanistan. Mattis arrived in Pakistan on a day trip and went into meetings with Prime Minister Shahid Kagan Abbasi. The UN is working with the governments of Cameroon, Nigeria, and Chad to encourage communities to reintegrate rehabilitated ex-Boko Haram fighters and people held captive by the militant sect. Moki Edwin Kinsica reports from Kolofata, northern Cameroon.
200 women and children said to be ex-Boko Haram militants are in a makeshift camp here at Kolofata on Cameroon's northern border with Nigeria. The women say most of them were captured and kept in the Sambisa forest and were subjected to rape and sexual slavery. Among the ex-militants is Maimuni Aji. She says her nightmare is not over. She says if she had not gone to buy food 2 weeks ago, she would have been killed in the fire that burned her house. Cameroon and the UN have been distributing seeds, goats, sheep and pigs to the returnees and asking their communities to welcome them. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Kolofata.
Villagers say the ex-fighters and captives may be returning with Boko Haram ideology or be spies. Catalonia back in the news today as a Spanish Supreme Court judge ordered the release of six jailed Catalan politicians on Monday, but upheld the continued detention of two separatist activists and two other former members of the regional government, including the vice president. Magistrate Pablo Llarena ordered ousted Catalan vice president Oriol Junqueras, the former regional interior minister Joaquim Forn, and the leaders of two Catalan separatist groups to remain in jail without bail. After shaking the halls of the U.S. Congress, network newsrooms, and Hollywood, a sex abuse scandal now has reached the upper echelons of high culture. New York's Metropolitan Opera had suspended famed longtime conductor James Levine because of allegations he sexually abused as many as three teenage boys more than 30 years ago. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.